going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you want proof, it's a coup, Lee, by the numbers. Here you go. Judicial coup update. Radical leftist judges waging all-out war. And I think they've just decided, the Democrats have, they'll just, everything he does, they'll just have one of the 700 judicial dictators say he can't do it. 209 legal challenges in under 100 days. Have received judges' rulings, either forcing Trump to do something or enjoining him from doing it. That's compared to 64 injunctions his entire first term.
The lawfare continues.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the scale of it, it's truly shocking. I mean, when you look at that, the numbers that I just gave you, that is more than every single president since the founding combined. Which shows you there's something going on here we've never seen before. And that is as of not even 100 days in office. Not a thing from the Republicans. It has now been a month since Mike Johnson was blistered by Ron DeSantis for doing nothing. And he had to do a round of television interviews to kind of tamp that down and promising to do stuff. And he's got a bill and he said he'd get it through in a week. And nothing. It's been a month. Every day that goes by while the Democrats watch this. They're more and more encouraged. And this is why they're now talking about jailing everyone in Team Trump. And the judges are saying, hey, hand over a list of everybody who handled this. It's going to be fascinating to see how this ends.
It's not going to end well.
No. And as Ron DeSantis said, it could. We could try. This was back when he was blistering Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're talking about the courts. You know the courts as good as anyone.
Limit the jurisdiction.
Congress can limit the jurisdiction of the courts. That is plain in the Constitution. It doesn't require 67 votes in the Senate. You can attach it to a CR. You can attach it to a must-pass bill. And here's the thing. If somehow you tried to do that and maybe it just didn't work, then I think our voters would at least understand. They're not even trying any of this stuff.
It's infuriating.
We knew these leftist judges were going to do what they're doing. Everybody predicted that. President Trump knew that. This was one where the Congress is basically, and what are they? They're on 2 weeks of vacation now, really? That must be nice.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of work to do.
And I just think he's right about this, that if you at least try,
yeah,
you've got some excuse. Because I think that's part of what Trump is doing here. He knew full well that he was going to be battled in the courts on everything he's trying to do. But the thing is, he is trying to do everything that he campaigned on during the election. So he can go to the voters honestly and say, hey, I tried. I did this. We did that. And guess what? These Democrat judges stopped us. These Democrats in the Senate or the House stopped us or whatever the case may be. And he can legitimately say, I tried to do what you elected me to do. These people stopped us. So here's why you need to reelect Republicans or me or whoever.
The base is getting restless, though.
I mean,
I've seen both Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk start to say, listen, Trump's got to start calling these people out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why he wants to avoid it. I know why he hasn't, because he doesn't, you know, his big, beautiful bill isn't passed yet. He doesn't want to bog stuff down. But at this point, I'm starting to see, like, what difference does it make? It's almost May. They can't get that done. Here's DeSantis saying that the Congress has got to act.
If you look at how our government, not just on immigration, on everything, how our constitutional system has really been transfigured in a bad way over many, many decades, the root of the problem is Congress's fecklessness. The reason why you have so much debt, continuing resolutions, a massive bureaucracy run amok, because Congress doesn't use the power of the purse to rein it in. The reason why you have these judges doing what they're doing, because Congress has not used the authority in the Constitution to take political issues away from the courts and make sure that that's reserved in the executive branch. So I don't know. I mean, basically, if Congress isn't going to do anything, then you're hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately put the kibosh on this. And maybe they will. And I think that the arguments that the Trump administration will put forward are the right arguments. But I've also seen them put forward the right arguments already, and the Supreme Court has not been willing to adopt those arguments yet. But if they don't put the kibosh on this, then you're just going to have 4 years of trying to find the most liberal judge you can, file a lawsuit. They'll say nationwide injunction, and then your hands are tied from doing the job that the American people elected the president to do.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, after this ruling this last weekend, Lee, by the Supreme Court, which was quite frankly terrifying, I'm very afraid for Trump to send them any kind of immigration case. Because I'm afraid we're going to end up establishing that these people have rights they didn't have before this. This could easily backfire. It did this past weekend with that shock ruling with John Roberts joining open border zealot Amy Coney Barrett and the liberals to tell him, no, you can't use the Alien Enemies Act unless you have a hearing for every one of them. I mean, come on. St. Kilmer already had three hearings. So this is another hearing. This is not good precedent, and I really question, honestly, I'd rather go the route of less resistance to me and less risk is going through Congress and just starting to call these guys out and saying, look, Mike Johnson is standing in the way. He is enabling these liberal judges. Call him out by name. I don't know what's left to do. Because I'm telling you, Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts, when it comes down to it, you can see the indicators are there. They are going to go with open borders. They are both Bush wing Republicans. They will do what they were recruited to do. There's a reason Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham wanted Amy Coney Barrett. They're both open borders guys. And remember, Mitch McConnell gave a Trump list to people that were appropriate. And that's how she ended up on the court. And she's full on with the left. I'm just afraid we're going to see, because this is why they're trying to get this second guy back now. Because again, as Steve Bannon said this week, and he's right about this, he said that if they get one of these guys back and there's a hearing, our sovereignty is done. It's finished. That's the legal precedent now. You cannot allow it. It's a really bad situation to be in. It's not good.
And it's just sad that we have to rely on congressional action to get anything done, because that's not going to happen.
No. No, and look, Democrat Representative Laura Friedman last week described this, what they're doing.
Every single week, we have a litigation working group where a large group of us, and I'm talking there's maybe 75 members of the House, sit down every single week with the AGs to talk about legal strategy. This is all going on every single week behind the scenes. It is nonstop talk, nonstop introduction of bills and legislation, nonstop.
And say that's how you fight.
Yeah.
I mean, now, obviously, I disagree with their goals, but she's absolutely right about that. That's how you fight. That's what I wish Republicans were doing. That, you know, governors and AGs and the House of Representatives and the senators would be meeting and working together to find out how you're going to fight against this lawfare. There's got to be ways around this. If you want to live by the court, you should also have to die by the court.
Had a texter text in a minute ago, and this was really simple, but you can do this. If you bypass due process coming into the country, you bypass it going out. Yeah. Congress can pass a law saying that. Mm-hmm. Again, another simple fix. There are so many ways we can fix this. And I really think the Trump administration is making a mistake taking these cases to the Supreme Court. I really do. I think the way is to go through and say, hey, listen, and what this would be a version of Remain in Mexico, which Trump used another provision of federal law to do when he said, because you can do this, you either stay in Mexico while we process your asylum application. We catch you in the United States of America. You're DQ'd. You're done. You're not coming in. We're not hearing it. You're disqualified. Okay. But if you stay in Mexico, we'll process it there. And they did. They stayed in Mexico. It worked.
So here's the option that you're looking at. Are you going to depend on Congress to take action to do away with the jurisdiction of these courts, or do you take a 50-50 chance with the Supreme Court of getting the right decision?
I think I go the Congress route first. That's what I think, and see if I fail. There's got to be a way to do it. And look, if they fail, if they can't get the votes, at least we know who is who. I want to know how our local delegation would vote on that. I'm very curious. Mm-hmm. I'm a suspicions. I think it'll smoke out a lot of people who are really open borders people, who are really, when it comes right down to it, have war chests loaded, you know, with U.S. Chambers of Commerce money, where they want to profit by busting down wages and having as many illegals as possible to artificially, you know, deflate wages and increase the labor pool. So there's more people than jobs, even though you have to break the law to do it. So I do not like this idea of going to the Supreme Court. I don't like it at all. I think it's incredibly fraught with danger. And let me tell you what, you know who else thinks it's fraught with danger for us? The Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're doing this. If they thought they weren't getting this precedent, or they would get a precedent they didn't like, they wouldn't be pushing this, would they?
Yeah.
Because it's going to end up in the Supreme Court. They know, when it comes down to it, what I know. John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, when pushed, will vote open borders every single time, and they will burn down the Constitution to do it.